we welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Melvin Williams. Melvin, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. And how are you, man?
Hey, I am doing great myself. It seems like you're busy these days, and the Williams brothers, you guys are iconic legends. How do you keep going the way that you go?
Well, I tell you, you know, God is good, and we just give him all the credit and all the praise for allowing us to be consistent over the years and sustained us, you know, and allowed us to have a third generation of fans, man, that's been supporting us, man. So that's the key right there. God and some great fans and some great gospel announcers like yourself that's been supporting the Williams brothers, you know.
Hey, well, thank you. Whenever you hear the name Williams Brothers, you always connect the Williams Brothers with cooling water.
Oh,
are you asked to do cooling water everywhere you go?
Pretty much. Cooling Waters is one of our biggest songs, you know, to date. I mean, we've had some big songs in the past. I'm Just a Nobody, Sweep Around Your Own Front Door, Still Here, and I'm a Living Testimony. But, you know, that is one that they, you know, they always ask for that, and Still Here, and I'm Just a Nobody. So, you know, it's a household name for the Williams Brothers.
The Williams Brothers, when you think of the Williams Brothers, your songs has so much content, so much message. How do you get into the mood of writing songs, penning songs the way you do?
Well, really, you know, basically what we do and what we've been doing throughout our career is just writing songs that we can relate to and people can identify with, and actually things that a lot of the stuff we went through it ourselves. You know, we're writing songs about the things that we've been through and the things that God has brought us through. And so that's the way we've always done it. And I think that's why the songs always come, you know, authentic and with that message and the strong message, and people, you know, can feel the songs and, you know, because so many people across the country can identify as well. So I think that's kind of the glue that keeps it together, you know?
Melvin Williams is our guest of the Williams Brothers. Counted Victory.
Mm-hmm.
What are you trying to tell folks?
But basically, you know, we have a lot that we can complain about, but a lot of, you know, instead of complaining, you know, if you look at the good that God has done for you over the years and day by day, you can definitely see that the good outweighs the bad and see even the bad things, you know, that God brought you through, just count it victory, because, you know, that's what it's all about, man. You don't have a testimony if you haven't been through a test. You know what I mean? So I just count all of the things that people, you know, would consider negative things, you know, in life. A lot of times you just count it victory because God brought you through those things. And that's kind of what that song is about, you know.
What was Hard Rock Live all about?
Well, we've always wanted to, you know, the Williams Brothers have always stepping out and doing a little something different. And live at the Hard Rock, we had a chance to make history. First and foremost, we were the first gospel artist ever to headline and, you know, a concert at any Hard Rock casino in America, in the world, I'm thinking. So we made history by recording and videoing that, and we did a double CD, which Live at the Hard Rock 2 is getting ready to come out as well in a little bit. So it was a two, you know, double CD and video. We had a chance to go back and do some of the classic songs that were, you know, inspirational songs that's been recorded by a lot of the big, you know, secular artists over the years past. And that was one of the things. And we did it with a live orchestra, pretty much with live strings, live horns, and percussions, and all the stuff for live, and extra singers on stage. So it was, we had a ball, man. So it was something different, you know. People really didn't know what to expect because we didn't give them a clue, you know, what we was going to do that night, you know.
How would you describe your music? I know you're known as a quartet, but your music sort of has that R&B soul element to it.
Well, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head there. We you know, we were brought up listening to all kind of music and a lot of influenced by a lot of great singers like Sam Cooke, Aretha Franklin, you know, Mighty Clouds of Joy, Mahalia Jackson, and on down to the OJs and Temptations. So, and then, you know, our brothers, the Jackson Southern Airs, which we, you know, that brought us out here. So we had a lot of influence. Dixie Hummingbirds, so it was well-rounded musically. So we just kind of, I call it gumbo. We kind of made a gumbo out of it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And did a little bit of all of it, so, man. It worked really well for us, you know, even though most of our biggest songs have been, you know, traditional songs. But, you know, except the fact of songs like, you know, Sweep Around Your Own Front Door, which is kind of a In the Middle of the Road song, but the message song. But, you know, it's... And that's kind of way the flavor comes. And then through the years, we just try to keep the music fresh, keep it, you know, from being dated. And that's kind of what sustained the Williams Brothers sound. And we just try to keep that great harmony together and do something a little bit different, you know.
You guys have been around for about 50 years?
A little over 50.
A little over 50 years?
53 years now, man. Yeah. Yeah, man.
What's the secret? Because you guys look like you're in your 30s or 40s.
I get that quite a bit. But I, you know, I just turned 60 July 21st, and I thank God, and I give him all the praise. But, you know, we were raised in the country, raised on a farm, and we had all really authentic food. You know, we didn't have a lot of the food like we had now, you know, with a lot of the chemicals and all that steroids in it, you know. So we were raised on food from the garden, you know, that we raised. So I think that was a part of it. And then, you know, just our dad and mom bringing us up in the church and just kind of sharing all the bad things out there, you know, not saying that we were perfect and we've been perfect, but we, you know, you always come back to your roots and your raising. And I think I give them the credit, you know, for laying the foundation for the Williams Brothers, you know, just hanging in there and not getting into all the bad things that a lot of people, you know, just, you know, get into, because it's, you know, it's out here, you know, in entertainment, be it, you know, Christian music, gospel music, secular music, there's a lot of temptation, a lot of things go on, and you just have to know how to just to share them, you know, and just know that that's not the right thing for you. So that's kind of what, you know, kind of kept me hanging in there, man, you know.
Melvin Williams is our guest. Melvin, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Melvin. What's your favorite song?
Oh my God! Yeah, you did that. Well, when it comes to the Williams Brothers, I guess you know, Doug wrote a song that I recorded with Pastor Marvin Wyman. It's called "Never Seen Your Face." It's one of my favorite songs, and I go way back to my first solo album. There's a song I did on there. My mind went blank for a second. But then the other one is Prayer Made the Difference from the This Is Your Night CD. So, and a lot of songs that really my favorite songs, you know, there wasn't big hit songs, you know what I mean? For the Williams Brothers, they were just still some of my favorite songs, you know?
Okay. Yeah, and I tell you, I have several favorite songs, but when I think of one of my favorite, Still Here, I love that song. I love the message. So I've got to say that's one of my favorites, Still Here.
Still Here is a great song. Bill wrote that song. I was trying to think of the other song, and I just thought of it. It's called Fear No Evil. And it's on my first solo project that Doug wrote, and it's just one of those songs that you know, people may have never heard, you know, but it's just the message is just so strong and so relevant even today, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You have a Brother's Keeper too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell us about that project.
My Brother's Keepers too. It kind of, you know, it was birthed out of my Brother's Keepers, the first album, which did really well with Williams Brothers, featuring the Williams Brothers and Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs, and it did so well. So we decided to do another one. And what happened with those songs, especially the first one and the second and this one, is that we put songs on those albums that's been previously recorded by both artists, and songs that we felt like that didn't get the justice, or didn't get the radio airplay, or didn't get, you know, for whatever reason. Maybe a song like Steer You, you know, that got so much airplay that these songs didn't get the recognition, didn't get the, that we thought they might should have. And so we put those songs on the album so people would get a chance to relive them and re-listen to them. And the last one, Brothers Keeper 2, we did two new songs, and County Victory is one of them, you know, and New Day, which is the other one, which Doug wrote, and the album is doing good. I don't know, I think it's in the 20s on Billboard Singles Chart. So it's number 25, 26, somewhere in there, you know. I don't really just keep up with the charts, but,
mm-hmm.
It's doing good, and people are really responding to it, you know.
Let me ask you something about the group. How important is a Doug Williams and a Henry Green to the Williams Brothers?
Well, that is the Williams Brothers other than myself. each member is very important. We played a very important part over the years. And we got the newcomer, Andre Tate, which is in there now. Actually, he's been with the group for like 8 or 9 years, but he just come to the forefront of singing on the front line in the last 2 or 3 years. But now that makes up the Williams Brothers. That makes up that's the boys.
Oh, okay. As we wrap things up, tell us about Blackberry Records.
Blackberry Records is the label that we formed in 1991, 1992. You know, our father always wanted us to own our own record label, own music, own songs, and God blessed us and opened that door for us in 1991. But before then, we bought the studio, Terminal Studios, which is in the building where Blackberry Records is today. But it's been there, and we mainly opened the studio to, you know, and the record label to give a lot of the artists a chance that wouldn't normally be able to, you know, get a record deal on a big major label. So we just kind of reached out for some of the people that we knew and the people that we grew up with, like the Canton Spirituals, the Bolton Brothers, Bishop Paul Morton and the Greater St. Stephen Choir, you know, and the list goes on. The Pace family, you know, the Voices of Power. So God just blessed us to be able to sustain. And Doug and I did some solo projects as well on this. So we just, and that's kind of the way Blackberry, you know, was built up, you know, and we just thank God for it.
Where can we find you on social media?
You can go to Williams Brothers BlackBerryRecords.com or BlackBerryRecords.com, and I'm off. You know, I have a Facebook, Melvin Williams, and you can check me out too on MelvinWilliams.net. So we kind of all over the place, and then you know, especially on YouTube, there's a lot of music on the Williams Brothers, a lot of videos that people can check out. That's on YouTube, and just go punch in the Williams Brothers and just go enjoy yourself.
All right, it is my guest, the iconic, the legendary Melvin Williams of the Williams Brothers. Melvin, it has been a pleasure.
Well, I just want to say thank you, man. Thank you for having us, and thank you for having me for an interview. And I just want to say thanks to all the fans out there that's been supporting the Williams Brothers and Black Bear Records. And I just want you to say, you know, also say, I know you got to go, but, you know, if for bookings on the Williams Brothers, you can call 414-699-8357. That's 414-699-8357. And that's for Bridget Fleury. You can also look on the BlackBerryRecords.com or the WilliamsBrothers.com, the Facebook, and get that information as well.
Well, Melvin, thank you for joining us on the Gospel Spotlight.
Thank you for having me, man, and God bless you, too.
And God bless you. It's our guest, Melvin Williams, on the Gospel Spotlight.